So we are on our way to Salisbury. It's 5 to 7. I think we. What time does this thing start? Oh, Sarah, man. I haven't had any tea. We're going to Salisbury to watch my favouritest in the whole widest worldest play, Charles Dickens book, and that is, of course, A Christmas Carol. Sarah surprised me with the booking, and tis she and I who are going to go and watch it. So, I don't know where this weather's come from, but they did say about this time yesterday that today's weather would be squally. I was asked what squally meant, and we're currently in squally weather, which is windy, rainy, horrible. Horrible. It is actually really windy. I'm quite surprised. But it's all right. You don't need to panic because we pulled the bins down, all right? The bins won't blow over. So it's a bit of an exciting, fun-packed, full weekend, isn't it, this weekend? Because after tonight, the next thing we do is put our Christmas decorations up. Snorkeling. Snorkeling in the morning for the girls. They go to snorkeling lessons at the local swimming pool. Then we're going to put the Christmas decorations up. And then what are we doing? Yeah, tomorrow, is it tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Tomorrow and I are going to Winchester to the planetarium. Is that what it's called? Planetarium. To watch stargazing. Are we booked in for two things?
Yeah.
Oh, mega. Booked in for two things down there. And Sunday, we're going to Birmingham and meeting up with my very dear friend, Adrian Wicks. And you should listen to him on Audio Boom. He is at Turbo Stream on Audio Boom, but he needs to record stuff because he's got lots of information. He's got lots of things to tell us about.
He needs to book the fine weather too.
And you, Adrian, you need to make sure this weather's good for Sunday. But not only will we be meeting Adrian, we're also going to meet my brother-in-law, Michael, and his wife, Stacey. They're going to Birmingham from North Yorkshire. So that is that's our fun-packed weekend. Now, the problem with me is the doctor phoned me up and asked how I was. So I told her, and she says, right, we're going to put you on another 2 weeks of those antibiotics. Oh my goodness, I said, because they're giving me terrible, terrible heartburn. Not every time I take them, though, but I can usually tell within 10 minutes of taking them whether it's going to give me heartburn or not. And the heartburn lasts for about an hour, and it is quite uncomfortable. Now, she prescribed me them during a phone call on Wednesday, and I couldn't pick them up until Thursday. Now, that means I'll be missing three doses, possibly four. I would be missing four doses, a day's worth. And what that's actually done today is kind of put me back at square one, because the antibiotics initially, a couple of weeks ago, somebody's hit that thing, made me quite ill. And they made me quite ill today. But it's not like ill, it's like, you know, everything just shuts down, my whole body just shuts down, and I've slept all day again. Not feeling 100% at present, I will admit that, and also forgot to bring the microSD card back out the house and into the car. Oh, for goodness sake, he had time to get out. These stupid double roundabouts, and to put it back into the dash cam that we've got here. So, horrible weather, but, you know, it's not that cold. Well, I say that, it says 8 degrees on this car temperature gauge here, 8 degrees outside, but it doesn't feel as cold as that.
It's not as cold as last week.
But yeah, last weekend it was Harry Isis.
Harry did not want to go out.
Harry Isis. Yeah, Harry didn't want to go out. Cold. I remember last winter he didn't want to go out because it was cold. Didn't want to leave the car. Flipping hell. God, it is warm, isn't it? Are you hot? Yeah. Currently hungry. Had a fairly strong... Well, they've got their Christmas dicks up. Had a fairly strong cup of coffee, which has set my body temperature all over the place, as it usually does. Currently thinking about the Christmas lights that I'm going to put up on the outside of our house. Not going to look tacky like a lot of people's are. What the hell?
Are
they? It is nice when people make an effort, especially our next door neighbour. They celebrate every kind of occasion, don't they? You know, Halloween, the house was all Halloweened up. They've got a little boy who I think benefits from it. He's what is he? Is he autistic? He's autistic, but he's a nice lad. I don't find anything wrong with him. But they do decorate the house. And her husband, Adam, had his 40th birthday the other day. I'll be 40 soon. She's 45! Holy cow, she doesn't look that old. I wouldn't have even said she looks 40. I would have said she was about mid to late 30s. But she had cancer as well, didn't she, at one point?
Yeah, when she just had him.
When what?
She just had a little
boy. Oh, Charlie. So, Salisbury bound. There's a rule in Wiltshire. You're not actually allowed to drive more than 40 miles per hour, or so the locals think. I think, I don't know what this road is. Is this the 338 or 388? 343. And people generally don't go more than 40 miles per hour for some reason. Like we are doing now. It's such a weird thing. Why people don't want to drive to the speed limit. Now, I will admit, there's a lot of admissions tonight, ladies and gents, but I will admit that on this occasion, it is dark. However, there's no reason to be going at this particular point as slow as 40 miles per hour. Guy behind me's chomping at the bit. He's right up my rear bumper there. We're coming up to a bit of a bad junction and then up to High Post, which is quite dangerous. Crossroads on the top of a hill. For some reason people decide not to pay attention to the traffic signals up there because there are traffic lights. And here come the brakes. We're braking for no particular reason whatsoever, other than it says slow on the road, so we're now down to 30 miles per hour on this 60 miles per hour road. Absolutely no reason for it whatsoever. I'm looking at the lead car actually, and I'm wondering whether they've actually got their headlights on. Or if they have got the headlights on, whether they're aligned correctly, because there doesn't seem to be much of a forward shine on the road. They look to be pointing right down on the road. It's a Ford KA or car, however you want to pronounce it. The car behind that and in front of us is a Vauxhall Corsa. And we're braking again instead of taking our feet off the accelerator or foot off the accelerator. And we're down to 35 miles per hour from 40. Slowly speeding up again. And the Ford KA has taken a position of the crown in the road, which tends me to believe that they know the road, because if you go into the left of this lane, you're highly likely to do some damage to your tyres or the trim of your car because the road surface isn't that good in that particular section. So I'm confident that it's a local. I'm also confident that it's a local because they're doing only 40 as the locals do around here. But there is actually no reason. Hello? Is that about? That's the volume. You want the temperature one? That's the one to the right. Oh, braking again. Braking again. They might have bad eyesight because the pattern that I've noticed is when there's oncoming traffic and their lights are shining this way for the first time, they jam the brakes on. Here we go. Let's see if they do it. No, but they're not, they haven't got very good lane discipline at all. Quite a lot of traffic behind us now. Need a new.
It is dark.
Yeah, I know, but they can put the main beam on now and travel. Well, we're going 48 miles per hour now.
It's very hard to be the lead car.
I don't think so. I prefer to be in the front. But you've got to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, I'm not making a complaint. The car in front is very brake happy. One of the tricks of the trade, ladies and gents. I just want to say that. One of the tricks of the trade is just let the car in front go a little bit further, just ease off the gas a bit. Also, if you can refrain from pushing that brake pedal, you're going to save yourself on fuel. Your fuel economy will go up. The car in front isn't really paying much attention to road discipline because they're all over the lane, into the left of the lane and the right, driving through puddles. Do you know what's in that puddle? Do you know how deep it is? No? Well, don't go in it. It's as simple as that. The lane now is actually quite wide. I am travelling on the crown of the road, but only for defensive brackets, advanced driving reasons, so that I can see what's ahead. The car in front, they're not very switched on. Now, what we could do here, no, we can't now. I was going to drop it down a peg and get past them before the roundabout, but we're too late. We're doing 50, and that's because it's lit up, and invariably people can see more of the road ahead. Now the speed limit's 40 miles per hour. People generally don't take much notice of that, which is wrong. We have to indicate right to go around the roundabout. The lead car is not indicating right and will continue to go around the roundabout, no doubt. What a surprise. Oh, but here we go. They indicate to come off the roundabout. Now, what countries in Europe indicate to come off the roundabout? Belgium. Germany. Don't know about France. Don't know about Holland. Oh, lead car is speeding away now. Clearly doing about 50 miles per hour in the 40 miles per hour zone. And that 40 miles per hour zone is knocked down to a 30, just not far up ahead, I think. Up by the Harvester pub opposite Old Sarum. Still squally, still dark. Puts the visor up to let a bit more light in, but actually doesn't make much difference when car headlights are dazzling here. Oh, for goodness sake. Phew. Just at the wrong angle there. There's the Harvester. And as we come down, what's this road called? Is this Salisbury Road?
Castle
Road, of course it is, Castle Road. Because Old Sarum Castle is at now at our 5 o'clock over our right shoulder. Not much left of it, to be honest. But is it English Heritage?
Yeah,
English Heritage. Love to charge a very exuberant fee to get in and walk around the grounds. My advice would be just. It is. It's like £5 an adult to get in there to see not much at all. I know, but you've seen it all in less than an hour.
I know.
Not like, where was that castle we went to? King Richard's castle.
Bidlam.
Midland Castle. Oh my goodness, that was magnificent. Now, we did get in for free because we were English Heritage members at that point. So, now we've got this... Oh, I'll let you off. I was going to say, now we've got this new phenomenon of slowing down to a virtual stop at junctions where you don't need to, like roundabouts, for instance. People slowing right down, engaging first gear when they can see that the road ahead and all around is clear. Now, I am one for road safety and traffic safety, do not get me wrong on that. But you have to make progress on the road. Now, the car in front is tucked into the left of the lane, which is a bit dangerous. Yep, there you go, and that's exactly why. Now you're going to have to turn the steering wheel more in order to negotiate those traffic islands. They like the left-hand side of the road for some reason. The left-hand side of the road is also a bike lane. Now, braking again. Braking. Now, they might have an automatic. So, you know, I take it all back if they've got an automatic car, because there's no way for them to slow down. But here we go. They're not very... old people. Where are we going? Straight, where are we going? Right.
Yeah.
Sainsbury's car park. So we're going to indicate to he's. Whoa, flipping Nora, I thought he was going to go through the red light there. Yeah. And another thing, people who keep their foot on the damn foot brake when they're stood still. Now that is something that winds me up, because you whistle there. Why did you whistle? I'll kick your head in. I'm going to clean my window. Right, winding it. Oh, it is raining. Ping! What the... Now, because Sarah's Gmail account has decided to secret away the confirmation email, we've got to make sure we get into the... Where are we going? The Playhouse?
Yeah, no, the City Hall.
City Hall. Genau, mein Frau. Indicate down left, and we're going to mirror. Indicate down. Oh, see, highway maintenance vehicle in the lane. Has he broken down? I seriously doubt it. Anyway, and then we're going to go down left again. So mirror, indicate. Guy behind, quite keen. We're slowing down as people crossing the road. And stopped because the light is red. So, the film Ghostbusters. Ray Stance is teaching Winston Zeddemore how to use the ghost storage facility, right? And it, you have to quote to me the line now, but he says, when the light is green, what's the next bit? Shit is clean. Oh, come on. It's got to be one of your favourite films. Do you not like Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I like it. I don't like it.
When the light is green, shit is clean. Right, here we go into this car park. With no lights on this bit. Wiltshire like to save money any way they can. However, another way of generating money is to ensure that they charge ridiculous fees for parking. And they had a bit of a whinge saying, nobody's parking on Culver Street. It's free parking. It's free parking after 3 p.m. which is about as much use as a chocolate fire guard. Now, where are we going? Underneath?
Yeah.
Left,
that
right?
Way, isn't it?
Straight over this mini roundabout? Eh? Where are we going? Sorry,
City Hall. Which is opposite the Playhouse.
City Hall. Yes. I went to see Britt Floyd there, yeah. I think. That's where you sang with the choir.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, goodness me. Oh, are they homeless people? Yes, some homeless people there. feel sorry for them. God, it's cold. It's gone cold. You feel that draft? Look at his trainers. Looks like he's got patent leather sections on his trainers. You see, everybody parks down at this end, especially at this time of the night. There's the homeless people. They always live there. Motorcycles only. Oh, well done, you absolute clown. I'm going to take a photograph of that and ridicule you on the internet. It doesn't matter, it says motorcycle. What if I had a motorbike now and somebody parked in a space that was specifically marked for my motorcycle? I would be I know him. He wears a uniform, that man. I think he's a bloody hit, Nora. Oh, here be dragons. Bloody hell, it's busy. I have never ever seen it this full at this time of night. Itty death.
For the Christmas market.
Ah, that's what it. Yeah, but they fold at 8 o'clock.
I thought it was 10.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, I thought it was 8. My God, what is that man actually doing? What is. Oh my God. He can't see out of his windows because he's all steamed up. Is he trying to get into that space?
No, I think he wants to go out that way, so he's trying to turn.
No, he's going in that space there. I thought he was going left into that one. Watch him drive straight through. What the flaming Nora are these people on? By Christ, God, traffic winds me up. Right, come on, Beamer, what are you doing? You've got an indicator, and because it's a BMW, is it a Beamer? No, it's a Toyota Corolla. Fucking Nora. Right, I'm going to get in there. Or maybe not, because that very small A-class Mercedes has decided to park wherever it wanted tonight. I can get straight through to that one, look. Watch my tracer pet. Oh, we can go on the end over there. Let's do that. I'm not a huge fan of parking on the end, although it is really easy. It's also dangerous. Oh, Christ. It's Christmas markets, isn't it? That's what they're doing. Is this a space here? Is now. Oh, we must have a drip on the sensor or a leaf. Right, let's go. Right, that's us driving and whinging. Goodbye.